It's Wednesday, November 6th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
In a sweeping victory, Green New Deal Democrats flipped the Virginia Senate and House, taking control of the state's government for the first time in a generation. Meanwhile, in Kentucky, Democrat Andy Beshear defeats the state's Trump-loving governor, Matt Bevin. And lastly, Gordon Sandlin, a key witness in the House's impeachment inquiry, suddenly remembers delivering Trump's quid pro quo message to Ukraine.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The Virginia Democratic Party took full control of the state government for the first time in nearly three decades Tuesday night by winning majorities in both chambers of the legislature. The historic victory comes just months after the state's Democratic Party unanimously endorsed a Green New Deal for Virginia. Democratic candidates, including three Green New Deal backers, flipped five Republican seats in the House of Delegates and two in the state Senate, overcoming the GOP's thin majorities. Delegate-elect Josh Cole even managed to flip a district Donald Trump won in 2016 by running on a bold progressive policy platform, including a Green New Deal and ending cash bail. CommonDreams.org reports polling conducted ahead of Tuesday's election found that progressive proposals like the Green New Deal, free insulin, allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices, and expanding Medicaid were widely popular across the state. The Associated Press is reporting Kentucky's bitter race for governor isn't quite over yet, as Democrat Andy Beshear declared victory and Republican Governor Matt Bevin, a close ally of Donald Trump, refused to concede with results showing he trailed by a few thousand votes. With 100% of precincts reporting, Beshear, the state's attorney general, and the son of Kentucky's last Democratic governor, Steve Beshear, had a lead of 5,333 votes out of more than 1.4 million counted, or a margin of less than 0.4 percentage points. Beshear ran a campaign focused on statewide issues around health care and education. He promised teachers raises and new funding streams for the pension system. He has said that he is pro-choice and will protect Medicaid, pushing back against Bevin's proposed Medicaid work requirements. Beshear won some traditionally Republican suburban counties and also made inroads in eastern Kentucky, winning several counties in a region where Trump is highly popular. Trump made it clear to Bevin during a rally on Monday that he needed to be reelected because, quote, if you lose, it sends a really bad message. Can't argue with him there.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
EU Ambassador Gordon Sandlin, a key witness in House Democrats' impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump, provided new written testimony to lawmakers Tuesday that confirms Trump's quid pro quo pressure on Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's son for corruption. Sandlin's updated testimony, the ambassador wrote that reading the opening statements of career diplomats William Taylor and Timothy Morrison, the senior directors for Europe and Russia at the National Security Council, had, quote, refreshed his recollection about conversations involving the suspension of U.S. aid. Sandlin claimed Tuesday he now recalls a one-on-one conversation with Ukrainian President Zelensky's aide, Andriy Yermak, where he said that resumption of U.S. aid would likely not occur until Ukraine provided a public anti-corruption statement. Sondland's latest testimony is the first admission by a senior figure who had direct contact with Trump that the military aid for Ukraine was being held hostage to the president's demands for investigations into political rivals. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
The Los Angeles City Council, representing the nation's second most populous city, passed a resolution endorsing federal Medicare for All legislation by a nearly unanimous vote. Labor unions and progressive advocacy groups applauded the 10-1 vote of the council as a key victory in the broader fight to win Medicare for All nationally. ABC News reports cell phone records provide, quote, irrefutable proof of the sexual assault accusations former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos has leveled against Donald Trump. Zervos has alleged Trump, quote, repeatedly touched her, groped her, and kissed her on multiple occasions in late 2007 and early 2008. New Jersey residents voted overwhelmingly in favor of stricter regulations on short-term rentals that will almost certainly shrink the number of Airbnb listings in New Jersey's second largest city. The new restrictions were a major defeat for Airbnb as it prepares to go public, and the latest in a string of laws that cities around the world have passed to regulate the home-sharing industry's explosive growth. And lastly, Julie Briskman, the woman who famously flipped off Donald Trump's motorcade in a viral 2017 photo, won her race Tuesday night for a seat on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors in Virginia. Briskman, a Democratic activist, defeated an 8-year Republican incumbent to win the seat.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, live or later, wherever your podcasts are found.